Everyone likes a catchy name for a big sports event, and the Women's College Basketball Tournament is no exception. They're calling it the March to the Arch. The Final Four is set for action this weekend in St. Louis, home of the Arch. Here to tell us all about it is Christine Brennan. She's a columnist for USA Today and a regular guest on this program. Hello.
Good morning, Renee.
So let's start with the first semifinal game, Oklahoma against Louisville. One team expected to be there, the other not.
A little bit of a surprise. Louisville is the team that is there. A lot of people know the men's team, the Louisville men's team, but this is the women's team. First time ever making it to the Final Four. I'm not so sure that the surprise element, Renee, will work for Louisville anymore against Oklahoma. Oklahoma, of course, has Courtney Paris, the woman who has guaranteed a national championship, or she will give back her scholarship. Her twin, Ashley Paris, they're 6'3 and 6'4, respectively. They are the ones under the basket for Oklahoma. And I think we will see Oklahoma dominate this game.
And Christine, I gather the Sooners have some pretty high-profile fans.
Well, they do. In addition to the father of Courtney and Ashley Paris, who is Bubba Paris, three-time Super Bowl winner with the San Francisco 49ers, there's also a woman who comes off the bench for Oklahoma, Carly Roethlisberger. And if that name sounds familiar, Roethlisberger, she is indeed the younger sister of Ben Roethlisberger, the star with the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Super Bowl-winning quarterback. Another interesting thing about the Sooners, Sherry Cole, the coach, is a former English teacher in high school. And she says she has to stop correcting her players' grammar when they analyze a play or write about what a game meant to them. It was interesting on the conference call the other day that here we were listening to Sherry Cole talk about Pat Conroy and Thoreau and Emerson and Shakespeare. And that's very unusual. It's usually X's and O's with coaches, but it was fun to hear her talk about that.
Well, let's turn for a moment to the other teams in the semifinal, Connecticut versus Stanford, and that matchup should be a little daunting to Stanford.
It should be, because UConn is the odds-on favorite, Renee, as you know, the undefeated team, one of the great teams potentially ever to play the women's game. This is a matchup of women's basketball royalty. Stanford has won two national championships, but it was back in the early 90s with their great coach, Tara Vanderveer. And UConn has won five national titles. This is their going for their sixth. Then a lot of people think they'll win it. UConn's big three, amazing. Renee Montgomery, Maya Moore, Tina Charles. The other day when they beat Arizona State, those three outscored the entire Arizona State team by 1 point.
What would it take to beat Connecticut?
That's a great question, and I think someone like Stanford maybe can do it because they're a very cerebral team, as you would expect from Stanford. And their coach, as I mentioned, Tara Vanderveer, is a gifted coach who has played UConn. In fact, last year when the two teams met in the Final Four, Stanford beat UConn, and that's the last loss that Connecticut has had. Look for their 6'4" junior center, Jane Appel, who just scored 46 points in sending Stanford to the Final Four, third highest scoring performance in NCAA tournament history. Stanford has got a lot of depth, so they can keep throwing bodies at UConn. Stanford could throw them off their game just a bit. I don't think we're going to see that, but if anything, that's what Stanford has to do to win the game.
Okay, Christine, gaze into your crystal ball and look ahead to next week's final.
I think it's going to be Oklahoma against UConn. We'll go with the big guns, and I think UConn, Renee, will win the national title. I think they are unstoppable.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Christine Brennan is a columnist for USA Today.